This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Transgender Point of View is an Australian news and current affair panel talk show.
Airing weekly and hosted by Joy 94.9.
Transgender people come from every region around the world, racial and ethnic backgrounds and faith communities.
Chances are that you've met a transgender person, even if you don't know it.
But there are still many misconceptions about trans people.
And as a transgender person, there are a lot of questions asked of us every day.
What's this about using they as a pronoun?
Isn't letting a trans person use my bathroom dangerous?
Do I refer to you as he, she, it, or they?
So what's your real name?
Are you a drag queen?
What's the difference between sex and gender, and why does it matter so much?
Did you have the operation?
What is stealth?
How does someone know they are transgender?
Really random questions.
Are you sure you're not just super gay?
You must be a transvestite.
What bathroom do you use?
Will I be able to have sex?
What does cis mean?
Good evening. You are listening to Transgender Point of View. Mama Mish here.
Anastasia.
Hello, darling.
How are we tonight?
Yeah, doing well. I tell you what, it's been a lot happening the past few weeks, and I've just been kind of...
You sound like you're about to lose your voice.
Oh, honey. I'm so tired. I had an action-packed weekend for falling. Yeah. I hit a fall. I'm right. Getting old in my old age.
No, please don't say that. I mean, I went to the Embolden Festival. I volunteered my time there. And
yeah?
Honestly, I think age is just in the mind, really. You know, it's just purely a number.
In your mind? Because I'm telling you what, I'm feeling it in my body right now.
Aren't real. I mean, it's the moment you jump onto the HRT wagon, you know, we age drastically physically.
Oh, do we?
I mean, I feel... aching that in the joint. So yeah, I tried to stay, I suppose.
Well, I've gone fat, so that's how I see it when it comes to HRT. For me, I just been kind of watching from the sidelines all the amazing things been happening. We saw things the religious bill. What's happened? It was like a big rally that got together around this.
Yeah, so on Saturday, there was the rally, a protest actually, against the religious discrimination bill, which might get introduced into Parliament soon.
And then there was the same day, there was the Embolden.
The day after, we had the Embolden Festival, organized by our lovely Dr. Catherine Barrett.
Mm-hmm.
So this year she invited mainly trans and gender diverse people and other LGBTIQ people to the festival.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say it was a very uplifting and rewarding experience for me.
Yeah, well, see, and the Sunday, look, I had my kids. I couldn't make it
Father's
that.
Day.
It was Father's Day.
What did you have for lunch or breakfast? Or
what? Well, it was supposed to be my weekend with the children because obviously I'm a single parent. But my ex had taken the kids away. So I didn't see them until like mid-morning when they came over. And they made me they had a card that they had found that was happy birthday, but they scratched it out and put happy Father's Day. And then they had another bag to put the gifts in, which was a Christmas bag. And it had Santa Claus and all this, again, happy Father's Day. And I'm like, okay, guys, great. That's
good.
I love it though, you know, because at the time, things like the Father's Day and Mother Day stall, they're all sort of, you know, trinkety and whatever. So,
well, they were being resourceful.
They were. They were being, was it socially something?
None of them.
Resourceful or something. Anyway. No, it was good. It was really good. And I got to spend some time with them. It wasn't long enough, but I was, you know, so out of it from having painkillers. It was just like, what's going on? I have no idea what I'm doing. You know, I was just lost. I was just like out of it. And I'm not used to that. I'm just not used to sitting on my butt and doing nothing. So you know me. I'm so busy, 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 busy.
Yeah.
I unfortunately had to miss out on even doing the book launch for Rebecca Robertson Georgie.
Yeah.
So, you know, about a girl. So, oh, well, you know, we can't attend everything.
We can't. I mean, you know, there was something on Facebook I read recently. If you would never let your phone run out of battery, you shouldn't do that to yourself either.
Well, I'm constantly running. I'm like one of those people that charges to like 12% and continue working. So that's my, that's me. So hopefully soon I will be going away and having a little bit of a break myself. So
yeah, and that's the thing. So because I'm going through a few things myself, as you know, and by helping the elderly, because I actually helps with the makeup and touch up as well, it helps a lot. It was really uplifting.
Yeah, some good juju to fill your cup.
So it was really interesting too, because for me, I saw all these ladies, especially because I had a bunch of Philippines ladies above 75 years old.
Yeah,
they all flocked to me and asking me to do their makeup, and they asked them, "Oh, okay," and then a few of them were like, the moment we looked at you, we knew that we had to get our makeup done by you. And then this very little lady, she was 89. She was walking perfectly and she was dancing. And and then she said, I never had makeup on before. This is my first time ever.
Yeah.
And I just see the joy on her face, like having, you know, like, because I gave her like the full package, like, you know, massage my moisturizer to her face and massage her face and put lipsticks on her. And like that really, really lit me up a bit, you know? So yeah.
Wow.
It was just really lovely.
Look at you, you little Vietnamese Mama Teresa.
No, please don't compare me to Mother Teresa. No, please don't. I mean, I'm not a Catholic figure and I don't wish to be.
Well, honey, look, we got some fun stuff to talk about today. It's always good to catch up and chat about things. We were trying to find some really good news stuff, but I'll tell you what, the news is
horrible.
We'll get into that shortly. I tell you, every time I try to do this show, I always sit down and try to think about you know, the thing of the news. We never really hear much about the news, what's going on, right? And the thing that gets me with the news lately is I'm missing some uplifting stuff. I need something positive happening, because I tell you what, I'm reading a lot of the crap that's on the news now. I'm going to pull over here to our main system, right? And have a bit of a chat about this. Come on over here with Mama Mish. So let's see here. Now, I did enjoy the tweet by Jen Richards. So Jen Richards was going on about the comment of no trans actor big enough to carry a movie, but she did say that did one of last year's most successful films have two unknown trans leads? And I'm going, now this is what, back in 2016, I think.
Yeah.
Was this 2016? But I just it was something that you know, I'm thinking about like then and thinking about film now. And how many more things like was it Pose?
Pose. And then recently, I think Pose, and then Tales of Two Cities.
Mm-hmm.
And then we honestly, I think just Pose, really. I mean, like, there are other shows on Netflix that features, you know, gender diverse roles.
What I'm loving, though, actually, is how movie makers and TV show makers are starting to throw in all kinds of different references.
Yeah.
Well, not to say narratives, but I don't know if anybody's watched the new Dark Crystal TV show.
Oh, I have yet to watch it.
Yeah, so it's on Netflix, and the new one came out.
Is it like a cartoon?
No, it's the puppets, you know, the Jim Henson puppets, yeah. And so it didn't dawn on me until I was like near the end of one of the episodes, and like one of the main characters, her fathers were in the show. And I was like, oh. Oh, wow. Like, they're starting to really slide in little references just to get past. And no one's really said anything or caught on about it. I haven't seen a million moms thing pop up or nothing like that.
I feel like, but that's another thing. I mean, it's a Muppet show. It's Muppet.
Yeah, but still, though, like, but even they do in the cartoons. Like, there's in the movies now, it's like the two parents are both the same gender, or you know, but you're starting to see more of those things pop in from just filmmakers.
Yeah,
you know, starting to see references. Now, I did find a good positive story, because we're digging through it and I'm going, this is really starting to get to me. So here's one. More than a haircut, father and transgender son's heartfelt moment captures the hearts of thousands. So when Ezekiel Acosta came out as transgender to his family years ago, he had no idea that a haircut from his dad would hold so much meaning. And they did a 3-second video where he posted to Twitter, and it was basically, you know, getting a trim from his dad, and it was basically highlighting a lot of things around Latina transgender representation, etc. So it's really great to see that sort of bonding between, you know, father and son, you know, through those sorts of things. And even coming back to the Gillette ad where you saw the, what do you call it? The...
Shaving?
The shaving, yeah. The trans...
trans man having his first shave.
Yeah. And the thing is I would love to see something like that with trans women. Like, you don't really see positive narratives still yet for trans women.
Because, from my personal opinion, because the society we live in are still very misogynistic. So anybody who wants to express their femininity or... the more feminine side of them would be, you know, slammed and squashed and, you know, made fun of.
Yeah, true.
So, you know, but at the same time, I have to say I really appreciate all of the platforms that trans women have landed themselves on recently. Mm-hmm. You know, with Chanel Beauty, Victoria's Secret. I mean, it's not exactly the greatest name of all time now, but, yeah. You know. So, like, those kind of things that happen.
The day I see another show... or a show that actually represents, say, a trans woman as a father, like kids like my life, I tell you what, I will be over the moon. Because people even freak out and they're like, oh, so you have children? Yes. Was it before? Like, were they adopted? No. Then people just can't get their heads around the idea that I had kids and I'm still dad. And I'd love to see that. I'd love to see a positive narrative like that. Something not beauty. Love ya, but, you know.
Yeah,
you know.
Exactly. I mean... because, like, to think of it, like, it happened to me, it dawned on me earlier on as well that, hang on, like, why do we still have trans women, like, not in CEO position, not in, like, you know, extreme leadership position, but we just have, I mean, it's making waves, and it's a great wave to catch on, you know, beauty and stuff, but at the same time, I would love to see trans women moving away from... But
the problem is we're having trouble with
superficiality as well.
Yeah, but we're stuck in unemployment and stuff at the moment anyway. So to even get into those positions is, you know, when they get in those positions, there's, you know, people freak out as well. You know, there are a few women out there I've seen in more management and, you know, business owners, but it's still so... you know, not really shown or talked about very much. We should talk about that. We should do a series on trans women of power.
Yeah. I mean...
your eyes just lit
you
up.
You have two of the most powerful one right now. No, I'm kidding.
I don't know
about that. I really don't know about that.
No, but you know, we're both making waves.
It would be amazing to see, you know, like a trans woman being, you know, a successful politician or, you know,
but we're both making waves on things. Like, you know, I actually have my own drive radio show.
Yeah, Mission Bates.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then, you know, you're doing your stuff as well with all your fashion stuff you're doing and doing your own bit of modeling. but the thing is, you know, like my thing, you know, how many other trans women really are out there hosting, you know, a drive time radio show or, you know, doing the stuff we're doing? Because, you know, you rarely see what we're doing. So it's, you know, you gotta get out there. You gotta be some of the first. And yeah, but it'd be good to... See, now I tell you the other... Okay, so other positives. Here we go. We got Georgie Stone on The Neighbors as well.
Yes, a lovely Georgie Stone.
Yep, and I am an episode behind, so I got to catch up, but I think this is being spoiled for me here. But it's really positive to see ourselves in a space that we aren't seen very often. So a show like, you know, Neighbors, for example, is such a positive representation because then we can see ourselves every day in an everyday situation. Again, you know, look, my complaint is, you know, I'd like to see more representation of trans women.
From our age bracket.
Yeah, really. Look, the problem is when you get past the 25 mark, we disappear. Like, there's no support, there's no organizations really there. Yeah, we got switchboards.
But then, surprisingly, we are also the most productive member of the society, even, you know. So.
Really?
I mean, technically speaking, from that particular age group, above 25,
but there's no support.
Exactly. So
I'm be honest on air. I'm always laughing and joking about stuff. But, you know, I myself lately on a stage, you know, I've been suffering from depression, dealing with some of the stuff because, you know, it is so full on. And, you know, it'd be great to go but I find though the hard part is that it's not accepted to come out and say these sorts of things. you know, are you okay days? Look into my little soapbox. I'm doing that now. But yeah. the are you okay days is basically, oh, you know, checking in. Are you okay? Doing great. Awesome. But then after that, if you go to try to voice that I'm really struggling or I'm really, you know, whatever, people aren't listening. So it'd be great to see some of the tactics that people are doing out there and how they're looking after themselves and you know, being social. And because I tell you now, being social is not an easy thing.
It's not. And honestly, that's something I like to remind everybody, is that being a woman is hard. And I'm not going to compare, like, you know, cis women to trans women, but for trans women, especially for those who are older than 25, every day when we walk out of the door and leave our lives, is always a constant battle, you know? I struggle every day. Even, I mean, looking at me now, my greatest fear is that, you know, my transgender identity might be invisible the next day.
Yeah.
And I don't want that. But at the same time, I struggle to walk out there and be proud of who I am, because there's just so much going on. My body is changing. I'm going through mood swings and puberty, and I just, yeah. So,
like, my boobs hurt.
They do hurt.
All right. Well, you are listening to Transgender Point of View. We try to do our best to find some positive news for you, give you a bit of our narrative on it. But, you know, we will find some more positive stuff. We as a community will make a difference.
Oh my gosh. You know what just happened?
What happened?
So I'm reading these pieces of news, you know, on the internet, and on, like, about, like, Tinder revealing 30...
Why are you on Tinder?
Not me. These okay. hot people. And then the bio right here says, I like eating, I like dogs. And what I just read was, I like eating dogs.
Oh, my God. And no, so Anastasia doesn't like eating dogs. You haven't eaten dogs, have you? No. I don't want to talk about it. No. Well, speaking of food, you always love our food. So obviously listening to Transgender Point of View.
Yes.
And we have our other stream,
Trans Purity Kitchen.
So speaking of food, you wanted to talk a bit about food today. You brought in all this food and you took me out to another little corner in the city to try cheap meal.
And so it was Hong Kong street food.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm slightly politically charged.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
And I support, you know, Hong Kong people with the recent event. Anyway, so first of all, before we start the next segment talking about food, I'd like to give a shout out to a listener who sent us an early message this morning expressing how appreciative they were of the show. It really helps them through the HRT, especially the ones we had with Rochelle.
Oh, okay, awesome.
Yes, so they were working at ANZAC Towers, and
yeah,
they were having a tough time. So yeah.
Yeah, no, that's really good. That's good that the thing is, yeah, because Rochelle works at ANZ that we've had them before, and it's good that we're able to help that listener with the stuff that they're dealing with,
yeah,
within their workplace.
Yeah.
Because it's always important to hear and see that there's others like you out there.
Yeah. So yeah, thank you for sending the message, you know.
Yeah, and if there's anybody else who is listening normally, regularly, or just it even pops through, if you feel like sending a message, it'd be great to kind of hear that and even hear some of the things that you want to hear yourself. I mean, look, we've still got back episodes that we've done over the past year that we finally have a podcaster now. So maybe you could help us actually edit these things. Because we've been so behind. And so we're going to start seeing a flood of different things coming through.
And we have a producer helping us out too.
Coming soon, yes.
I know.
Well, since I'm doing all the other show stuff and the drive show, it's kind of hard for me to kind of do to that, and you doing your things as well. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So, it'll be good. I'm literally looking forward to that.
Thank you.
So, tell me more about food.
Right. So, you know, like the Mid-Autumn Festival or the Full Moon Festival is around the corner.
What's that?
So every year,
mm-hmm.
Chinese, Vietnamese, and most of the Southeast Asian country,
yeah,
they celebrate the Full Moon Festival.
Okay.
So it's usually, it's actually on the 15th of the 8th month of the lunar calendar. So usually somewhere in between September and October of the Gregorian calendar.
Oh, nice.
And the thing is, because they believe that the moon on that day is like the brightest and the fullest.
Okay.
So there's a lot of celebration around, you know, fertility and femininity.
And, right up your alley.
originally, you know, it was to celebrate, to show, to express their appreciation towards the rain dragon who brought, like, you know, a very fruitful harvest.
Oh, okay.
To the ancient people.
Nice.
And for us, it's quite similar to Thanksgiving in a way because mm-hmm. it's actually one of the biggest festivals celebrated in my country.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And yeah, so I will bring you a sample of the moon cake.
You have this thing about feeding me. I don't know. Like, I'm trying to be good with eating.
I have to be the skinnier, like, you the skinniest in the room. Skinny. Okay, so yeah.
In her head, she's going, I need to fatten this bitch up.
Well, that's the thing. Because, honestly, I actually miss home.
Yeah, I know.
I miss home. And, I mean, I can't go back there. And I don't speak to my family anymore. But, you know, I miss the memories, the childhood I have.
Mm. Yeah, I'm the same. I miss those things as well.
So, you know, the thing about the Moon Festival is that it's quite, it's somewhere between Thanksgiving and Halloween.
Yeah.
Because on the day, children and other people are supposed to light lantern
mm-hmm.
to lead the way, you know, to lead the way for the spirit to, you know, to come back home as well.
Yeah.
And also, yeah, and it's just we gather, everybody gather, we gift each other moon cakes to express our love for them.
Okay.
So it's very much like Thanksgiving.
Wow. Okay. That sounds very cool.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I'm totally down for that.
Yeah. And the moon cakes are usually, traditionally speaking, they actually had like loads of seed paste,
mm-hmm.
which has like a cooling effect or supposed to have a cooling effect on your body.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
However, these days, you know, with all of the abundance resources around us.
Yeah.
We have like combination or like mixed fillings, and it's like a pudding. It's like a Christmas pudding, really.
Oh.
Lots of calories, lots of sugar.
Well, that doesn't sound like, that's not what I need right now, Anastasia. That's not.
That's what we all want.
Higher calories and more sugar?
That's what my breast wants right now.
But my boobies want it.
Yeah. So, you know, yeah, so I really miss home.
I do too. Look, and there's things that you know, I guess it's hard for me as well. When you, like, we were talking about news before, and it's hard to actually hear some of the things that, I guess, go on with the, like in the U.S. and stuff for me. Yeah, and it'd be nice to go and actually see some changes, a bit of that. And I do miss home, and you know, my family and I don't actually talk anymore either. And you know, it'd be nice to kind of see some of those changes.
Well, so far we have another change on the news.
Yeah.
So this guy from the Empire, an actor,
yeah,
a cis male actor from the Empire,
uh-huh.
Actually came out to support trans women. He said that he loves trans women as much as he does to cis women.
Oh. So everyone should love trans women. We're very lovable.
Of course. And, you know, like, you know, we really know how guys' mind works. So, you know, yeah. But at the same time, I think it's great.
You're meant to use that power for good, Anastasia, not for bad.
Yes. Because he has a platform and he has a notable amount of followers as well.
Yeah.
So for him coming out to support trans women in a platonic or romantic way, it really helps saving lives.
That's what I agree. I actually agree on that one. So it'd be good to see you know, more men actually stepping up and but also, I guess the whole idea is you know, stepping up and being honest, but not what's the word? Kind of removing the bad stigma, if that makes sense.
And I feel like there's nothing more masculine than owning yourself, you know?
I agree.
I like what I like, and, you know, you can't stop me from liking what I want, you know? So, yeah.
Yes, no, I agree.
It's it's very macho, and that really pretty much turns me on.
Just own it, guys. Just come in and be honest about it and own it.
Yes.
All right. Anyway, you wanted to talk about Fashion Week.
Yeah. Have you seen any of the show?
No.
But then, are you even interested in fashion?
Of course I am.
Right. Oh, yes, because fitted for work. You do have outfittings.
That's right.
Program.
That's right. Well, you know, most of the fashion stuff, I'm always, you know me, I've always been so conservative with corporate and stuff like that. And and you know, presentation. I've never really kind of, hey, look, I've gotten a bit, you know, getting creative with my outfitting. I wore, you know, a skirt today with a jumper. I'm trying.
Well, I love these new like color on you because I've never seen you wearing a minty green color before.
Yeah.
So
do you like this?
It looks refreshing for the spring.
Is know, it?
I mean, spring. So yeah, quite lovely. You know, you soften up the edges.
You're funny.
Now.
Yes.
Well, so I've been watching Melbourne Fashion Week.
Yeah.
And I realized that this is the time for trans women to make the most out of fashion because everything is back to the retro 70s and 80s.
Mm-hmm.
So with lots of shoulder padded jackets and blazers.
Yeah.
And we all can benefit from that, you know.
Well, I think we could.
And most of the designs this year from Australian brands, they're more towards androgynous sort of way.
Are they?
And cutting and draping as well.
Okay.
So it's very fascinating to see. Yeah. I mean,
like, yeah, Michelle,
we're
yeah.
in Australia, so you can't expect much, but.
Well, what's one of your favorite things? Like, what are some of your favorite stuff when you've been more into fashion than I have? It's more your thing. So what's some of the other things that you sort of get into?
Bodysuit or leotard.
The bodysuits and leotards. But you yes. like it. But you went and did that button model thing with that one gown, didn't you?
Pardon? Which one?
You did some kind of button modeling or something, didn't you? Where you did your butt for
yes,
a thing?
Yes, for Alabama Blonde. Mm-hmm. She was on the show once. Mm-hmm. Now she has relocated to Los Angeles.
Ah, see, I wasn't too sure if you were doing any more stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't think my body is, for now, is not exactly in the best shape just yet.
Listen to you.
Estrogen.
Oh my God, you're hilarious.
I told you, my thigh gaps disappeared. Well, but that's the thing. And I just noticed how, honestly, we should stick to more leotard or bodysuit because...
You think?
It helps a lot with tucking.
I never thought about that, actually. So tucking, huh?
And the thing is that because it actually, because everything, it keeps everything in one place. So imagine if you're wearing like a peplum skirt and your top is like a bodysuit kind of thing.
Yeah.
That everything just stays in place and you look well put together. And if anything, it's very, it can be very corporate looking.
Right.
Depends on the neck, of course. Like it depends on the neckline
mm-hmm.
and whether it has sleeves or not. You know?
So, okay.
Yeah. And I think it's, so I love bodysuits and it can be quite versatile, you know?
Well, I've never thought about that. I should give that a go, actually.
Yeah. And okay. then, and another cut I just realized can be quite flattering on trans women.
What's
of
that?
Of all kind would be a boot cut.
A boot cut?
On jeans or trousers.
Okay.
Or something with a bit of a flare.
Why is that?
Well, that way it kind of elongates our legs a bit. And especially with those ones because the legs are tapered. So then your hips appear wider.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's that. Yeah. So
you're Anastasia, you're fashion consultant for the evening.
But yeah, I mean, I love fashion. And honestly, one day I hope I can get back into fashion. I was a fashion dropout, so you know.
So you dropped out fashion and you went into food.
Yeah, so I dropped out of fashion design and then I went to food science and nutrition.
Because yeah. you weren't eating enough and you were attracted to the food.
Uh-huh, yeah. My hair was falling out. My nails were peeling, you know.
Really? And
yeah, I was... Okay, so at my frame back then, 5'9", yeah. so like 1.75 m, 1.76 m, I weighed only 54 kilos.
But you're tiny.
Yeah, but so imagine me being skinnier.
No.
Slimmer.
Skinnier like, than you are now.
Way slimmer, yes. Way, way slimmer.
You're stupid skinny already.
Like I was just bone and skin. So that was the reason why I actually dropped out of fashion.
Because you were bone skin. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, because like back then it was 2006 and size zero was like a biggest trend ever. And
listen to you. It's like, well, back in my prime.
sort of, you know, like back then my thigh gap was very visible.
God, you're kidding. Hilarious.
Like, I'm kidding. Please don't have a thigh gap. If you have a thigh gap when you're 30, yeah, well, you need to eat.
Jesus. Who are some of the artists you like to follow when it comes to fashion? Who do you think actually does a good job with like the androgynous or the, you know, representing the community?
Australian scene so far. There's this brand, I really don't know how to pronounce it, but it's spelled with B-U-L. It's a
B-U-L.
Yeah. Well, Carla Zampatti has great sizing.
Okay.
You know, Bianca Spender, so that's her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
She has great, pieces as well, mm-hmm. For us, I think. Because, you know, I'm talking about people around like 30 and up because that's more like, you know, our age group now.
Okay. right.
And then...
our age group. You haven't turned 30 yet, have you?
Well, I'm turning 30 very soon. So, yeah. The big 3-0.
Complain to me when you go past 40, all right? When you go past 40, like, I'm definitely past 40 now. Like,
honestly, when I'm 40, I want to be like you.
You
want to
be like me? What, fat?
No. Don't call yourself fat. I mean, great, you're owning it. no, but, you know, like, confident and giving out so much. Like, I would love to be able to give in 10 years' time. To keep giving in 10 years' time.
Okay.
That's my goal.
Because I'm glad you see me that way. That makes me feel good.
Because a lot of us, like, we kind of disappeared, you know, after a certain amount of time. And... yeah, and I would love to see more of us coming back to the scene and helping the community.
Yeah, I'd like to be able to help the community a little bit more as well, too. I mean, I try my best, but it's you know, sometimes I guess I worry that I probably don't do enough, I guess.
But then we all feel like this is, but then that's the thing, because I, being your mentee, I feel the same. Like, I feel like I haven't done enough work.
Oh, okay.
But then, like, so what made you feel that way, though?
I don't know. I guess there's just so many things to be at. And I guess all the other commitments between the work and the stuff I'm doing, you know, I guess publicly for, you know, for business stuff and all the networking and like, the stuff I do is more corporate level work and not so much ground roots, artsy events. You know, I'm always, you know, sitting down having a cup of coffee with maybe another CEO or somebody who's ahead of like human resources or somebody who's trying to educate, you know, their board on something. And, you know, by the time the weekend comes, you know, then I got kids and all those things. So I often worry sometimes that I'm not queer enough, that I don't, you know, give enough to the community the way I should. And then here I stop and listen to myself going, but, you know, you've already done so much.
You know, see, I'm sitting in front of you too, you know. Because recently, Rowan asked me to write down a list of things I've done.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the only time when I realized, holy moly, I've done that much within 2 years. So so perhaps it's actually helpful for each one of us to list down the things you have achieved.
I tell you what, I write it all down when I've done, but I guess the times is you worry that you're not doing it all the time.
Yeah.
And I do feel that pressure from the wider community that, you know, I'm not being as visible. I'm not showing up to the rallies. I'm not showing up to, you know, and, you know, you don't want to go and admit that, hey, I'm tired. Hey, I've nearly broken my back. I've, you know, all that stuff. And
Let me reassure you. Yeah, I mean, like, I don't believe in the whole trickle down, you know, bureaucracy of corporate stuff. But at the same time, I've seen the way you work. And, you know, I think you're helping in a great way.
Hmm.
At least, you know, you get like to have board members who are listening to your story. So that's great. You paved way. And look at me right now. You know? you could have molded me, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, you should be proud of that.
You're like, look at me.
Like, Anastasia is like Michelle's biggest achievement so far.
On that note, oh, you're the best, baby. You always make me laugh.
Time flies when we have fun.
It really does. It really does. And you know, there's a lot of work we got to be doing for bringing some better and you know, more powerful content. But, you know, we do our best. And, you know, we do have some exciting stuff in the pipeline.
Yeah. So this morning, before I came to Joy.
Yeah.
You know, I do visit that shop occasionally for some advice. And they asked about my relationship and, you know, my future. And this pops up twice.
Oh.
It's called the Oracle of Crossroads. A time of waiting when life is suspended is what you need now. What the heavens intended, the future is a mystery. The past not quite ended. But news coming soon is welcome and splendid.
Mm.
So, yeah. So, it's asking me to be patient. Like, why can't you just say patient?
You're not patient.
Why all these embroidered words?
Too many big words. Too many big words. Yeah.
How about you? What are you doing this weekend?
This weekend? Oh, well, geez, this weekend. Look, I've actually got some time to myself. I think it's still some time to lick my wounds. To lick my wounds, to heal some more. I've got the footy on. I'm going to follow up in the footy, sit on the couch, and actually just have some me time. Yes, everyone keeps yelling at me. Have some, some self-care time, but, you know, we're getting there. Anyway, well, you have been listening to Transgender Point of View, Moment Mission Anastasia. You can get in touch with us throughout the week. You can on transpov at joy.org.au.
On Facebook?
On Facebook.
Or TransPov Kitchen on joy94.9 on Facebook.
That's correct. Well, thank you so much for listening. We will talk to you soon.
Ciao.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.